Look, Betty, it's the diaper commercial the twins were in.
Tidies, the heavenly diaper.
They look so angelic.
Yeah, they are cute, but hoo-wee, still gives me a headache just thinking about what happened that day. Another cup of Bavarian mocha, dude?
Sure, I'll help.
What's wrong, Tommy? I don't get it. How can you be here and be in the TV at the same time?
It's a commercial, Tommy.
A commercial? What's that?
A commercial. That's when they take you to this big room, shine bright lights on you, and shoot you.
Shoot you?
Uh-huh. It all started that morning when Mommy took us to the TV place. Mommy was so excited that we were going to be in a commercial, she cleaned us up extra good and bought us new clothes. And when we finally got there...
Oh, isn't this wonderful?
You must be Mrs. DeVille. I'm Bob, the assistant director.
Oh, yes.
And these must be our little stars, Phil and Lil. Hi, kids. They sure look bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Why don't you come with me? Let me introduce you to our clients from the agency of Snow, Steel, and Trickum. This is Mr. Snow, Mr. Steel, and Mr. Trickum.
Nice to meet you, gentlemen.
Oh, they can't hear you, Mrs. DeVille. They're advertising executives.
I have given you everything.
So then she said, whatever you do, don't sell that poodle.
What's he supposed to be?
I don't know. Maybe he's some kind of clown.
Oh, well, sometimes I am too much.
That's Jonathan Witt, our director. He'll be wanting to meet you and the kids right away. Excuse me, Jonathan?
Bud, isn't it?
It's Bob, actually. You remember I'm your sister's husband?
All right.
This is Mrs. DeVille. She's the mother of the twins.
Pyramid. This is it. The diaper box pyramid I had in my dream. The colors, the angles, the placement. I love this pyramid.
He really likes diapers.
Yeah, he must not be potty trained yet.
Sir, this is the mother of the twins.
Twins? What twins?
The stars of the commercial.
Oh, right.
You're late. Very unprofessional.
Get these little, whatchamacallits?
Babies.
Yeah, babies. Get them into makeup. I've got a center.
We'll take the kids from here, Mrs. DeVille.
Now, listen to the nice makeup people and break a... good luck.
Makeup, baby's flying in.
Makeup was like nothing we'd ever seen in our entire lives. Mm. Adults everywhere, poking us and combing us and poofing us.
We're ready on the set.
From then on, we were in show business.
Phil, you won those diapers. They represent a higher state of being. Now, I want you to crawl to the diaper box, look left, then smile at the camera and wink like this. Got it? Roll cameras.
Roll cameras!
Rolling! Speed!
Parker!
Action. Cut! What is with this kid? I am giving and giving, and I am not getting anything back.
Well, sir, I think if you just
get the mother.
So, it's the ninth inning, bases are loaded, and the score is tied. Ben Strawberry hits one right over the old fence.
I saw old one, though.
No. It was a right field fence.
Mrs. DeVille, we need your help.
Oh, sure. Hey, would you mind looking after her?
I don't know why not.
He just doesn't
doesn't seem to want to move.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Whenever you're ready, sir.
Roll cameras.
Roll cameras!
Rolling! Speed!
Parker. Action.
Come on, Phil. Come on. That's Mommy's big boy. You can do it, Billy. Come on, go for the diapers, baby. Come on!
Cut! Oh, I'm getting a headache.
A headache, Bug, not a neckache.
This kid is not working. It's Bob, sir. I'll get the other baby. Hey, where's the kid? We can't find the other baby.
What? Will? Where's my baby? Where is she, you big yutz?
Up there!
Oh, my baby!
Oh, my head.
Hang on, baby. I'll save you.
That's it. You got her. A little higher.
You want to do the golf thing tomorrow? Hey, it's 10:30. Let's see that playback and do the lunch thing.
Playback?
Hey, this is great stuff, Jonathan.
I love it. It's a beautiful thing.
You're a lot better than we thought.
So that's how you get in the TV. Yep, that's how you get in the TV.
Hello, Mrs. DeVille.
Now, look, I told you, Mr. Witt, no more commercials.
I know, Mrs. DeVille, but you don't understand. You see, I gotta have those kids.
My answer's the same. No, sir. Goodbye.
Please, you gotta hear me out. Those kids are brilliant. They're fantabulous. Hey, kids, tell your mom how much fun it was.
what's working with Jonathan, okay? Please tell her. I've got candy. Hey, where are you going? Come back. I'll get you anything you want. Toys, games, your own dressing room. Come back. It'll be different. I promise.
Babysit today, Pop. I'm taking Tommy to school.
School? The little fella's only 1 year old.
It's just for a visit, Pop. I'm teaching the kids how to diaper babies, and I thought I'd bring in Tommy as a learning aid.
You mean an experiment? He's nothing but a monkey to you people.
Say goodbye to Grandpa, Tommy.
So who's gonna caddy for me?
Maybe Spike wants the job.
Fiddlesticks.
This is a baby. His name is Tommy, and he's 1 year old. Are there any questions before we move on?
I got a question. What's that smell?
I'm glad you asked that question, Steve. Our next topic is how to change a dirty diaper. Any volunteers? How about extra credit?
Ew. Whoa! Stick your face in it. That is one bodacious load.
He's mine.
It's Rocco!
Oh, man. What is he doing here? I thought he got something.
Is there something you'd like to share with the class, Ramon? Ramon.
Don't mention him, Mrs. P. I got a brother his age, so I'm used to it. See you around campus, kid.
Mrs. Pickles, can we play with Tommy for a while?
We'll be careful, we promise.
Please, Mrs. Pickles.
Well,
can we say yes?
Okay, I need to take a lunch break anyway. Bring him to me at the faculty lounge if he gets fussy. You be a good boy, sweetie. Mwah.
So I told him, like, forget it, you know what I mean? I mean, get real for once. I'm a human being, too, you know? Oh, my gosh, there he is, number 12.
Who's the kid? Your new boyfriend?
You are so immature.
Hey, Kirsten, you gonna come watch me practice tonight?
Why should I?
Well, you won't be watching your little boyfriend, will ya?
Oh my gosh! Okay, we better split up. Pamela, you take the gym. Stephanie, the library. He can't get very far. I mean, he doesn't even know how to walk yet. Does he?
Lunch bell ring a minute ago?
20 minutes ago, Rocco. Take a break, would you?
Now, if you were a baby, where would you go?
I just had this. What? The wise guy.
Oh, there you are.
I've been looking all over for you. Was he any trouble?
Let's put it this way, Mrs. Pickles. We have a much better idea of what it's like to have children.
Totally.
That's nice.
See you around, gang. Especially you, little dude.
Today.
It was very educational, wasn't it, Tommy?
So, what did you learn in school today, Scout? I'm telling you, that kid's got an arm on him. Oh, what an arm.